Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Phoenix, Arizona, it's time for Phoenix Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Hey, it's Karen Nowicki, CEO and President of Phoenix Business Radio X, and we are here at the very loud and exciting SciTech Institute STEM and Innovation Summit. It's the second year in a row for this summit, and I have the great privilege of sitting down with several professionals today to find out what are they doing out in the world as it relates to science, technology, engineering, and math, and why are they here. So I've got two professionals with me right now, and since I don't have their guest forms in front of me, I'm going to ask that they introduce themselves. Sylvia, would you start for us? Who are you, first and last name, what your role is, and the organization or company that you're with?
Okay, I'm Sylvia Grace. I am a high school engineering teacher at Castile High School in the Chandler School District, and I teach the Project Lead the Way curriculum and have been since 2001.
And what is Project Lead the Way?
Project Lead the Way is a national nonprofit organization. They started in 1996, knowing that we needed engineers in the field, and so they started this pre-engineering program back then up in upstate New York. And then since then, it has spread. We're in all 50 states. We've got 50,000 teachers, over a million students that have gone through the program. It's very good. And now, not only do we have engineering, but we have computer science and biomed as well.
Hooray. So needed. And our other guests, introduce yourself, please, first and last name, who you're with, and the role that you play with that organization or company.
Hello, my name is Pramod Abhichandani. I am the founder and CEO of LocoRobo, which is a robotics and computer science company. I am also an assistant professor of electrical and computer engineering and computer science at the New Jersey Institute of Technology up in Newark, New Jersey.
But here you are in Arizona. Explain that.
Yeah, it's I started LocoRobo when I was a professor at Drexel University in Philadelphia with four of my freshman engineering students. I was teaching a robotics class, and at the end of the class, I asked them, "Hey, students, what do you think? Like, how was the class?" And they were like, "Professor, you're great, and you know you're a good person and all that, but we actually thought the class sucked." And if you're an educator, then the one thing you know is you may not like my face, but you better like my class. And that kind of inspired us to ask the question, why was that the case? And we ended up creating a company where we are bringing cutting-edge and modern, forward-looking computer science and robotics education to K-12 community colleges and universities.
I'm literally teary-eyed because so often we are unwilling to get feedback and really run with it. But what a great story for you to just step in and say, okay, well, if I'm going to teach, I better make it exciting. And so Right. You've created a whole company around that.
Yep. It's been 4.5 years, and we are in over 3,000 schools now. And we are big fans of PLTW, Project Lead the Way. In fact, a lot of our robots are part of the PLTW curriculum. Several teachers go out and use our robots and the curriculum. And the reason is simple. I think it's very clear now in the United States that if we want to maintain our technological superiority, if we want to prepare the United States for the next generation of economic and socioeconomic developments, STEM, science, technology, engineering, math, combined with computer science is the way to go.
Agreed.
So, oh, yeah. Totally agree. And the cool thing about kids in STEM, even though if they do not go into a STEM program in college, the critical thinking skills, the communication skills, the collaboration that we have to do in our classes really gives them that step up with whatever they want to do.
Critical thinking, that's key. We were just doing a breakout session that I was leading with Dr. Andrew Maynard on Pardon My Science. And we had the smart guy and the third grade teacher. I was a former third grade teacher. And we were talking about that lack of critical thinking where we start at an early age and have these kiddos just really embrace looking at things differently. And if we're not doing it early enough, we are at a huge disadvantage, aren't we, when it comes to work readiness?
Exactly. Project Lead the Way focuses on that now. So it used to be just our engineering program. It used to be just high school. Then they moved down to middle school with Gateway, but now we have Launch. And then now we even have a pre-K program. So Project Lead the Way has recognized that. And for me, as a former engineer and female, we need to hook those girls like fifth, sixth grade, because then, you know, everything else starts to come into play. But if we can hook them then we can get them to where we need to in the future.
Absolutely agreed. I teach a lot of freshman and sophomore engineering classes at an engineering school, and we have students from all over the country and internationally. And you can tell which of these students really had the teachers and the curriculum that invested in the notion of critical thinking, invested in really exercising their mental muscles during their K-12. It's really interesting to see how many times their pathways are already written for them by the time they get to the university level, based on how they did in their K-12, based on how they were taught in their K-12, based on what they were exposed to in their K-12 education. That is one of the main reasons why I started LocoRobo with my students, because we wanted to go down to the K level, the pre-K level, and ultimately you will see more and more of these programs, such as Project Lead the Way, companies such as LocoRobo, you know, trying to make these high impact changes in the K-12 education system, create an impact. I can totally see how where we were in 2010, when I was in grad school getting my PhD, and man, it took me such a long time to build a robot that I could program, because back then you didn't have much, versus now it's just 9 years, and you see how, you know, PhD researchers buy our robots because they can easily test their algorithms, they can test their AI on our robots. And they don't have to spend time doing those nitty-gritty details and working on those details, and start working on the higher level, highly critically thought out tasks. That kind of change is what is going to lead to almost a solidification of the United States as a world leader in technology.
And we need to be.
We absolutely do. Yes. So we're out of time. These are, like I said, speed dating rounds when it comes to Business Radio X here at the summit. Could each of you please let our listeners know where they can get a hold of you and your company, both a website and also any social media that you're on?
So the best way to get a hold of me is at Castile High School, Sylvia Grace.
All right. And then again, the organization that you represent, the national organization,
is Project Lead the Way.
And that would be, can we find it on the internet? Just Project Lead the Way?
If you put in Project Lead the Way, it'll take you right to their website.
Thanks for being here.
You bet.
And how about you?
Yeah, and just type in LocoRobo, Crazy Robbers, as it stands for in Spanish, if you know any Spanish.
LocoRobo.
LocoRobo. But it stands for Low Cost Robotics. So if you just type in LOCORobo on Google, you will find us.
All right. And is this your first year, both of you, for attending the summit?
Yes.
Yes, I flew in from Philadelphia last night just for the summit.
Okay, now see, I was thinking you were an Arizona guy, but now it's all making sense. You just came in specifically for this. Well, us in Arizona are ever grateful that you're here. And how's it been so far? Good morning.
It's excellent. It is absolutely very heartening to see all these young students and the educators and the administrators here. I've had some phenomenal conversations, and I look forward to coming here more.
Make sure you connect with the SciTech Institute crew if you haven't yet, and talk about the CSO program. You're familiar with what they're doing worldwide with chief science officers in the middle schools as well as the high schools, because
Absolutely. Those
kiddos will be champions for what you're doing.
Yep.
And this is your first experience. What do you think so far?
Oh, I love it. It's great.
Yeah. Any insight, something that we need to keep in mind for next year, or where we're hitting the mark and making it work already?
I like seeing the students here. It'd be maybe cool to have a couple activities, events just for the students.
Oh, I like it. Very good. Well, thank you again both for being
You're
here
welcome.
For our brief round of interviews here on Business Radio X.